Hi, and welcome to another in the podcast series, Did You Say Mainframe? This is where we interview specialists who can help you understand important IBM mainframe software and hardware issues, and I'm your host, Nick Garrod. Today, we're going to talk about Kix Development Services, and our guest speaker today is Aunt Ede, the services lead from the Kix Worldwide Development Team here in Hursley in the UK. Hi, Aunt. It's great to have you here.
Thank you very much, Nick, and hello, listeners.
Now, before we begin, I'd like to mention to our listeners that more information is available on our website, and I'll be giving out details at the end of this podcast as to where that is. So, Aunt, what exactly is Kix Development Services, and why do we provide them?
Kix Development Services is an offering provided by the Kix Development Organisation, which is part of IBM Z-Systems. We're a team of people based in the UK, China, India and the US, and our aim is to provide technical expertise to Kix customers on a services basis.
And what exactly do you mean by services basis?
Essentially, it means that customers pay for support under a services contract.
Do we provide free support?
Yes, we do. There are a number of mechanisms by which customers can get non-charge support from IBM, but maybe that's a topic for another podcast.
Yeah, okay, I understand. So what sort of support do you provide and how does it work?
Well, broadly speaking, we provide short duration technical expertise around the Kix transaction server portfolio.
Okay, can you elaborate a little on what you mean by short duration?
Of course. Typically, 2 to 3 week engagements, although we have been known to get involved in longer term, up to 3 month full time, or even longer part time support, which the customers can call upon as and when they need.
Okay, I've got that. And when you say the Kix portfolio, that can mean a multitude of things. What exactly are you covering?
All the supported versions of Kix Transaction Server. So that's from version 3 up to version 5. Kix Transaction Gateway and TX Series. Plus the Kix Tools portfolio, which is made up of Kix Explorer, which is a new face of Kix. Kix IA, PA, DA, CM, VR and VT.
Well, that's great. And that's a lot of products. So what sort of technical support do customers typically ask for?
It's very varied, but over the years, some common themes have emerged, so much so that we've actually packaged them up into offerings.
Wow, that's interesting. Can you briefly run through those?
Of course. So we start with the Kix Health Check, which is a top-down analysis of a customer's Kix infrastructure. We then have Performance Optimization, which, as the name suggests, is an analysis of one or more customer Kix regions to identify issues and provide recommendations for improvement in performance and throughput. We have Kix Upgrade Assistance, which is aimed at helping customers who are looking to upgrade to newer versions of Kix. We also provide support for security and governance, an area which is often overlooked, but is aimed at ensuring customer Kix regions are meeting the organization's security needs. We also provide assistance for customers looking at exploiting newer mechanisms of getting work into Kix, such as web services, connectivity via WebSphereMQ, WAS-WOLA, Kix Transaction Gateway, and communication server IP sockets, and of course, mobile devices. Customers also ask us to get involved in helping to exploit some of the new technologies that are continually being involved and enhanced in Kix, such as events introduced in version 4, and in version 5, first-class applications, platforms, and policies, development of rich front-end applications using servlets and JSPs within the WebSphere Liberty service profile, which, as you know, runs standalone within the Kix JVM server.
Wow, that's a huge amount. I'll be careful when I ask you to do something briefly again.
Yes, it is. But if it's not covered by what I've just mentioned, we're more than happy to work with the customers to put something customised together for them.
Well, and that's even better. It's interesting, you mentioned some of the newer technologies in that. What happens if customers need help getting started?
That's a great question, Nick. Well, in addition to formal education offerings provided by IBM and our business partners, we do find ourselves being asked to provide bespoke Kix education, which is typically informal, but tailored to the customer's environment and specific needs.
That's excellent. Where would that take place?
Normally it takes place on site, which is the case for actually for most of the activities I just mentioned. Although for some, such as the Kix Health Check and Performance Optimization engagements, we do quite a bit of work remotely.
Ah, fantastic. But just going back to the education topic, how does that work if I wanted to learn about something, perhaps cover a number of areas such as mobile and cloud? Can you help with that?
Another great question, Nick. Yes, we can. We realised a while back there are some areas where we need to explain the concepts as well as the technical detail, along with its relevance to the customer's current environment. To meet that requirement, we put together a series of workshops, which are a little bit more hands-on than just education.
Oh, that sounds interesting. Can you tell us a bit more?
Of course. So we start, as you mentioned, with mobile and cloud. We explain the concepts, how the KICS portfolio fits into those concepts, and then work with the customers so they can move from where they are now to an implementation that meets their business needs. We've also had requests for workshops around KICS high availability, KICS upgrade, and KICS performance, plus a KICS specific look at how Java has evolved and works in the KICS environment.
Right, so in version 5, we enhanced the product under a number of themes, service agility, operational efficiency, and cloud enablement with DevOps. So how does development services cater for customers who are interested in exploring these?
Okay, well, we've talked about cloud and mobile workshops already, but if you look at operational efficiency, this theme is about optimizing and automating your KICS environment, areas which are covered by KICS performance optimization and system management offerings. Likewise, service agility is about speeding up the development lifecycle and integration of applications in the mobile world. Again, an area which is addressed through existing offerings and workshops.
Thanks, Arne. So let's say I'm a customer looking to get some assistance. How do they get in touch, or how do I get in touch?
Oh, well, it's simply a case of dropping us an email at cicsdts@uk.ibm.com and someone will be in touch. Or you can talk to your account team or local IBM ISSW software services manager and they'll get things moving.
From anywhere in the world?
Yep. We have done engagements literally all over the world, although I'm still looking forward to that one in the Maldives.
I bet you are. Hey, Arne, thank you very much. Well, I think that's provided us with pretty comprehensive understanding of what customers can expect from KICS development services. So, if you need some help, it's simply a case of getting in touch. Well, that about wraps up this podcast discussion. Before we go, I just wanted to provide you with some useful links to KICS Development Services and other podcasts in this series. For an overview of the KICS Development Series offerings, visit ibm.com/KICS, or CICS, and select the Services tab. Alternatively, you can email cicsdts@uk.ibm.com, and we'll send you some additional soft copy information. For other podcasts in this series, please visit ibm.com/software/os/systemz/podcasts/WebSphereonZ. Join us next time when we talk about another important mainframe topic. But for now, this is Nick saying thank you for listening.